Starlets, You Won't Even Know Her Name. That came out in 1965 on the Tower label, and a really good sound there, and I hope you enjoyed that. And that's going to get us started with a different type of show I'm doing. This is the Birmingham Record Collectors Show, BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And usually what I do is I'll play three songs, and we'll talk about a minute and three more, but I'm mixing them up a little bit. We just had our record show, our 39th annual record show up in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Gardendale Civic Center, and talked to a good buddy of mine, Tony Powell, and I told him what I was kind of planning on doing, and he thought, let's give it a try this way. So, Tony, I'm doing the show that the way you thought it might work well, so I hope this does well. But I'm going to be playing five songs, and then five more. And what it is I'm doing girl groups today, and then the second set is going to be some R&B style music. And then the third set is going to be some what we call teeners. And then the fourth set will be rockabilly rocker style records. So hope you enjoy the way we're doing it today. It's going to be five songs for each genre type of music. So, but what we're going to do, we're going to get started right now. We've got the girl group sound coming in first. We got five of them. So I'll tell you who they are, then we'll come back and talk. The Baker Twins are going to get us started. Then the Gay Nails. Then the Lollipops, and then the Duets, and then a group called the Dream Girls. So here we go right now with the Baker Twins out of 1964. He's No Good.
Love him so.
Crying in the Night. That was the Dream Girls on the MGM Metro label. Came out in 1959. If you go looking through records and you like the Dream Girls, you may also want to look for Bobby Smith and the Dream Girls. I know that Bobby Smith and the Dream Girls released some on the Big Top and I believe the Cameo label. But I know it was on Big Top. But this was on the MGM Metro label, and it just listed them as Dream Girls, Crying in the Night. Before that, we had the duets, Please Forgive Me, out of 1965 on the Wonderful, O-N-E-D-E-R-F-U-L, Wonderful label. One of the singers in this group was Barbara Livesey, L-I-V-S-E-Y. She was the singer, lead singer of Barbara and the Uniques. But this was the duets, 1965. Before that, the Lollipops, Billy Billy Baby, 1964, RCA label. And a really good sound by them. I like that one there. Before that, a really, really good song I like, the Gay Nails, G-A-Y-N-E-L-S, Uh-Huh, 1959 on the OK label. And getting us started, the Baker Twins, He's No Good, 1964 on the Cameo label. So that was my set of girl group sound, and, you know, there's a lot of that going on. Girl group sound kind of got rolling in the mid-50s. Oh, yeah, of course, before that, you may have had the McGuire Sisters and Andrew Sisters, but I'm talking more R&B, rock, pop, stuff like that. Of course, the Shirelles were one of the early groups. The Chantels were one of the early groups. And I believe the Bobettes probably was one of the first. But anyway, good sound by all these girls. And all of them did some great, great singing and really enjoyed that. Okay, next set we're going to do is going to be the R&B style music. And I hope you like this. A guy by the name of Earl Paradise is going to get us started. And then a group called One Way Street. And then Anastine Allen, and then Ann Cole, and then we'll end up with Junior Wells. So here we go right now, a guy named Earl Paradise in You're All I Need.
Is all I need. I watched you walk from table to table, a strong drink in your hand. You danced with every guy that was able. I know I don't fit in your plan, but if you're looking
belongs to only you. Nothing can replace you, baby. Though we've drifted far apart, there's just nothing can replace you, baby. I will always keep your love locked in my heart.
Chase you all woman I could just lay down and die. Cry. Baby, I will just lay down and die. Well, listen to my story, baby. Woman, I'll tell you the reason why. My baby needs, and she nags me. In the evening when I come home, yeah, seems like everything I do, everything I do is wrong.
Junior Wells, I Could Cry. That came out on the Profile label in 1959. Before that, the same version also came out on the Chief label about the same time, possibly just a little bit earlier. And there is another version of that that he does on a CD or maybe an LP. I'm not sure if it's an LP or not. I don't have either one of them. But it's Junior Wells and Buddy Guy. And I don't know if they're singing together. I've never heard the LP. But it's a different sound, but it really sounds good. But I like this one, too. I Could Cry, Junior Wells, 1959. Before that, Ann Cole, Easy, Easy Baby, on the Baton label, 1956. Good sound by her. And then before her, Anastine Allen, Nothing Can Replace You. That came out on the Capitol label in 1954. Now, this is listed as Anastine, A-N-N-I-S-T-E-E-N. She also did some recordings as Ernestine Allen. And so if you go looking for her, you might find her in two different places under the Anastine and Ernestine. 1954, Nothing Can Replace You. One Way Street before that, If You're Looking for a Fool, really good sound, 1968 on the Smash label. And Getting Us Started, a really good song I like a lot, Earl Paradise, You're All I Need, 1964 on the Atco label. So that's our R&B music, the set of those. I hope you enjoyed those five. Let's do five more, different thing here. We're going to go into the teeners. What are teeners? Well, you know, your teenage life, you're driving a car, your boyfriend, girlfriends, you're doing all kind of stuff, skateboarding, whatever it is you're doing is that early teens into the late teens. And, you know, a lot of things change between age 13 and age 18. But some really fun songs were put out there, sung by about being a teenager and losing a love, getting a love, loving somebody, and then loving your car and whatever else, strolling through the night in your car or walking around with friends. So that's just the teenage life. But we're going to get started with Jerry Wright. and then Kelly Garrett, Johnny Rivers. This is an early, early one by the Johnny Rivers that you know of. And then we're going to do our double play of the day today in our tenor section here, Buddy Cobb and Don Lanier. And I'll go ahead and tell you now, one thing about being teenagers, you know, the guys, you know, looking at the girls and the girls looking at the guys and having a good time with them. And there's one thing about the girls that kind of, I think, always caught the guys' eyes, and that's a ponytail. So we got Buddy Cobb going to sing a song called Ponytail. And then Don Lanier is going to sing a song called Ponytail Girl. So our double play is about the ponytail during those teenage years. So here we go right now, though. We've got Jerry Wright and a song called Do You Love Me?
That's my baby. They're tricking and playing. the corner, and I feel the place are getting warmer.
Mom and Daddy, why they love each other. And we squeeze so tight. She feels fine.
Your customary thing.
Make me tell a little tale of love, how my heart was unsure. Ah, but then you gave it a shove. I started to read and got a funny feeling I was dealing with something new. Made it a pastime, but this was the last time falling in love with you. Pick her up after school. We'll go to with a soda or two. Give her all of my money just to play some tune that is new. Dancing we'll have a fling, and maybe I'll steal a kiss. When I'm slow and she's still going, she's my high little ponytail miss. She's just 16, fucking queen for every day. In a rock and roll wonderland, we're gonna live and here we will stay. Why should I tarry? She's the only girl I marry, but she's got me on a rail. Wait till graduation, gonna tell the congregation she's my Miss Ponytail.
Miss Ponytail. Miss Ponytail. Miss Ponytail.
Ponytail, ponytail, won't you be my ponytail?
Wearing a ponytail and a pink sweater, she is the girl of my dream.
Pony, ponytail.
And the way she loves me, I will never forget her. She is the girl of my dream. We go to the movie and don't see the show.
Do
sit on the park bench later, whispering low, I love ya. She don't go for fancy things like hairpins or curls.
She's just my ponytail girl.
Fancy things like hairpins or curls.
She's just my ponytail girl.
She's just my ponytail girl.
She's just my ponytail girl.
Don Lanier, Ponytail Girl. Came out in 1957 on the Roulette label. He was a member of the Rhythm Orchids who backed up Buddy Knox back in the day, and then did some other solo stuff. He also, if you find any records that says Don and His Roses, that's Don Lanier, or Donnie Lanier, you might find it. But Lanier is spelled L-A-N-E-A-R on that one. On this one I played today, it's L-A-N-I-E-R. Ponytail Girl, and that's one of our double play of the day, talking about the ponytails that girls had during those teen years on these teener songs I'm playing. Before that, Buddy Cobb, K-A-L-B, 1959, on the Scotty label, and just the name of it is Ponytail. So, hope you enjoyed those two. That's a little fun stuff, singing about the ponytails and on our teener section right here. Before that, Johnny Rivers, 1960, on the Cub label, Customary Thing. So, interesting sound by him. And before that, Kelly Garrett, 1965, on the Palomar, P-A-L-O-M-A-R label, Palomar, Boy on the Drums. So, dedicate to all this, that song out to all you drummers out there. Kelly Garrett, Boy on the Drums. And Jerry Wright got us started, Do You Love Me, 1959, on the Ensign label. Okay, we're going to finish up today with our five songs on the rocker rockabilly style music. And we're going to get started with Ray Burdine, then Sandra Kay. And this Sandra Kay is not what you'd call just a fast rock and roller, but it's got some really good background music in. I think you'll see what I'm talking about when they do it, a little piano and some guitar work. But Sandra Kay, and then Wild Bill Taylor is going to come in and sing one. Joyce Harris, and then we're going to end the day with Teddy Riddell. So here we go right now with Ray Burdine, Sweet Lou from Lou.
A sweet Lou, I from Lou, a sweet Lou, I be too, wow, 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 Lou, from Lou, a sweet Lou. I be true, oh, oh, I sweet love from Louie. You give my heart a thrill, oh, sweet love. Well, I love a song, but why I live and know, oh, 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 love from Louie. I'm worth the horses on my fist and the women are too. I sweet love from Louie. You give my heart a thrill, oh, sweet love. Oh, well, when she walks, she got a wiggle and talk. And when she talks, man, she talks and talks. Oh, that's a loo, from a loo. Oh, come on, little baby, be true. Oh, I sweet loo from Louisville. You give my heart a thrill, sweet loo. Thank you.
love her so. But why I never go from a loo. I want the horses all ass and the women all too. I still find the way you get my heart a thrill, sweet love. Oh, well, when she walks, she gotta wiggle that talk. And when she talks, man, she talks that talk. Got it, that do from a loo. Oh, come on, baby, be true. Well, I see love from the way you get my heart a thrill, sweet love. Oh, you're too much, baby. I'm gonna whack old Louisville.
You're out every night while I sit here blue. The only one you care about is big time you. You wanna have your cake and eat it too, but that's too much sugar for a dime. You want me to wait around till you come in, and you don't wanna tell me anywhere you've been. Now the sugar's all gone from your sugar.
out to call the whirly bird.
No way out.
Wait a minute.
No way out.
I'm going to jump out the window.
No way out.
Dude.
Riddell, Pipeliner, 1960, on what I call a legendary label out of Arkansas, Vaden, V-A-D-E-N. Vaden had some really, really great sound and rockabilly style music come out on that label. Larry Don was on there, and he's very, very collectible. Got him one that's run somewhere around $2,000 if you can find a really good copy of it. Bobby Brown, the Curios, hundreds of dollars for some of his stuff. And Joyce Green, Black Cadillac, on the Vaden label, and if you can find a good copy of that, you're looking between $1,500 and $2,000. So very collectible stuff on that label, and that's Teddy Riddell, Pipeliner. Before that, we had Joyce Harris, No Way Out, 1961 on the Domino label. She also recorded one with Judy and Joyce. They did the two girls did a song called Nursery Rock, which is also a very collectible rocker song. Came out on the Decca label in 58, but this was 61 on the Domino label. And I've heard that the guy doing the singing on this song here that I play for with her is a guy named Sonny Rhodes, I believe is the name. It's not listed on the LP, on the label, but I looked it up, and I think his name was Sonny Rhodes. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, whoever it is. Before that, Wild Bill Taylor did a song called Little Jewel, 1958 on the Fame label, but not the Alabama Fame label. This one came out of Texas, and a really good sound there. He also did some one on the D label in 59 as William Tell Taylor. William Tell Taylor. So he's a good rocking sound there. Little Jewel. Before that, Sandra Kay, Too Much Sugar for a Dime. Too Much Sugar on the Clark label. This one came out of Tennessee in 1964. And you can kind of see what I was saying. These other ones I played really had some upbeat rocking style. This one was a little more country bopper. But boy, it has some really good guitar and piano licks in there. So I thought it was a really good song to put in here on this sound. And getting us started, Ray Burden, B-U-R-D-E-N, Sweet Lou from Lou, 1961, on the Adonis label, A-D-O-N-I-S. And you flip that one over and you got another good sound, Hot Rod or Dream, and with what we call a two-sider. Okay, I hope you enjoyed it. Show's done a little bit different. I picked four genres of music, and after doing our record show this past weekend, these style of music just stuck in my head, and I thought I'd just play five of each one, and I hope you enjoyed it, and a little different style. We started off with very first song I played was a girl group sound, then we played five girl groups, and I ended with five rockabilly style songs. So I'm going to end with a instrumental rockabilly style song. This is one by Wortham Watts on the D label out of Texas, 1958. The song is called Lonesome, and this was written by Wortham Watts and J.P. Richardson, who is the Big Bopper. So they did some things together. Of course, this D label is pretty famous, too, coming out of Texas. Chantilly Lace was on there, and another good rocking song by Jimmy and Johnny was on that D label. So a lot of good stuff came on that D label. But anyway, hey, thanks for listening, and we're going to catch you next time on the BRC Radio Show.